Lots of love and blessings. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This podcast is really just about how to manifest what you want now. We spend so much of our lives running around wanting things we don't have, feeling needy, feeling some sort of lack, hoping that something's going to make us feel better. And sometimes things that we get, things that we want, do make us feel better for maybe a day, a week, even up to 3 months. Studies have shown that, let's say someone gets a brand new boat, right, this multi-million dollar yacht, or a nice car, or a nice house. The good feeling they get typically only lasts 3 months, and then their level of happiness and well-being goes back to what it was before they got that new thing. Same thing is true with many relationships and many situations, money and all sorts of things. So when you understand this, you realize that we can run around and invest so much energy to get something, and 3 months later, having achieved it, we'll be back to where we were, right? We'll basically be the same as we are now. So, that's a bit shocking, isn't it? And the studies have shown this, lots of studies and research done on the effect of having stuff, right? Like, for example, having more than $100,000 doesn't make that much difference to most people in terms of their happiness. So there's no reason not to manifest things, and life is full of lots of opportunities to create. But let us not forget that if we don't feel happy, joyful in our being, then what is the point of all this running around? So it's more important for us to enjoy our life than it is to be stressed out trying to get things we don't have. And many people say, yeah, well, I can't enjoy my life because it's a mess, it's a disaster, so I want to change things because I don't like my life, which is fair enough. But at what point does this stop? Because we can always upgrade. When is enough enough? So this podcast really is about coming back to, why do we want the things we want? So we want the thing. Why do we want the thing? So that we have some other thing, so that we feel better. For example, someone might want to get a new house so that they enjoy being in their house with sun coming through the windows and having beautiful views, so that they experience beauty, feel relaxed and at peace. So the real reason is to feel relaxed and at peace. Someone might want to have, you know, 10 million followers on Instagram or whatever. Why? Because then they'll feel people like them and that they're worthy. And why do they want that? Because they want to feel connected or valued, or their life has meaning, or that they're good enough, or something like this, right? There's a deeper need. So we can run around, but let us at least figure out what it is that we're actually really wanting. I'll give a personal example. I've recently, the last like 3 weeks, I've been cleaning out my house, clearing stuff out, tidying stuff up, getting rid of things I don't use. And I did the house, now I'm working on the harder thing, which is cleaning up my laptop, hard drives, you know, Google Drive, all my emails and different passwords, websites, website page. It's really, quite frankly, not my favorite thing to do. I really don't like it, if I'm perfectly honest. Why am I doing this tedious, painstaking work that I've put off for many, many years? Why am I doing it? Because ultimately, I want to be of service at a higher level, and in order to do that, I need to be organized, highly organized, and tidy everything up. Otherwise, I can't reach my intentions. So what I'm really looking for is peace of mind, peace and calm, having everything organized, which is an internal feeling of peace and an internal feeling of control, in a way, mastery. And also being of service to others. And why do I want to do that? Because it's my dharma, it's my life's purpose to be of service and to express and share. And so I can't do that at the level I'd like to if my situation isn't as organized as it needs to be. So I'm willing to put up with it, and I'm trying to do it with as best attitude as I can. And it's useful to come back to, why are we doing the things we're doing, really? And when we know what we want and why we want it, then we can take the magic shortcut, the magic portal, straight to that feeling. So what does that mean? It means that there's the long, arduous journey to getting the feeling we want, which is, I'm going to do this thing and then this thing, and I'm going to spend 10 years doing this thing and 5 years doing this thing and do all this, whatever, buy this thing, have this thing. And then after all that hard slog, then hopefully I'll feel better. That's the arduous slog, the dark, disturbing, tedious journey that often doesn't even lead to the destination. The magic shortcut, the magic portal, is to find out, why do we want those things? What is it that we're really looking for, if we're honest? And it's always some sort of feeling state, some sort of internal sense of well-being of some kind. And when we know that, then the magic shortcut is to come into the feeling state of what we want right now. Right now. Why wait 40 years, 20 years, 15 years, 2 months? Like, what is the point? So the big change, the big shift, is to go from wanting and needing, a sense of lack, a sense that I have to do these things first, to discovering what that feeling state is we want, and knowing that we have that feeling in us already. There's a pre-existing higher state of consciousness that we all have, that is being blocked by all the running around and neediness. Right now, you have a beautiful state of wonderful peace and good feelings inside of you right now, literally right now. There's a huge reservoir inside of you of delightful peace, lightness, freedom, good vibrations. It's a beautiful energy. Just drop down into yourself. Let's just take a moment now just to let yourself breathe gently and slowly. And as you breathe out, just let yourself relax and find that calm, comfortable feeling that really exists. We're seeking what we have. We want what we are. just hold in your heart one of the things or two of the things that you wish to manifest, physical things that you're thinking will make you feel better. And just bring yourself into the future reality where that which you wish to occur has already happened. So imagine you've got everything you want physically, you've attained everything. And focus on the feeling state, the change in your being, the change in your identity of who you've become. Just notice who you have become in your future self, as your future self. Who have you become? And how do you feel? Just noticing the elevated, wonderful feelings. That you are wealthy. You are healthy. You're free and liberated in yourself and in your life. Surrounded with love and happiness. Just enjoying, just smile into that, just breathe into that good feeling. And as you breathe, just really focus on the vibrations of having attained. The feeling of contentment, satisfaction, fullness. That all your needs are met and you feel charged. Full, powerful, radiant. Just breathe that wonderful feeling into all the cells of your body, into all the cells, into your mind, into your heart. Just notice the good feelings and notice that feeling of relief, calmness. bring your awareness back to wherever you are. And so today, in this week, just really remind yourself, why do you want what you want? What's the feeling, the experience you're actually really desiring? It's still worth, of course, doing stuff to make it happen, to do physical things, because we have to do something in life, right? But let's remind ourselves, why do we want it? And come back to the feeling, the magic shortcut, straight to the feeling, again and again and again. Because opportunities will be attracted to you, situations will be attracted to you, wonderful things will come into your life from that feeling, and you'll enjoy what you do more. There will no doubt still be some tedious stuff in life, let's be honest. That's all right. Once you accept that that's actually going to happen, it's not going to always be fun and games. When you accept that there is going to be some funny little thing happening here and there, it's not that bad, you know. And then you just come back to the feeling again and again and again, just relaxing into that wonderful feeling, just smiling. Smiling and relaxing, holding the vision, but focused on the identity that has changed, the identity shift that's happened within you. And then from that relaxed feeling state, you can take action and move into your future self. So I want to thank you so much for your wonderful presence. I've been a little bit busy and haven't been able to do these sessions the last couple of weeks, but I intend to do them more frequently. It's my pleasure to be with you. So have fun. Thank you so much. And if you like the podcast, by the way, I really appreciate it when you leave a review on Apple or any other podcast place. Sending you so much love. Have a beautiful week. Take care.